Also, I'm not able to hear anything. So give me 1 second. That did not announce the way it's supposed to. So I'm also having a sound issue. All right, let's try that. Now I should be able to hear everybody.
Can you hear us?
Yep, okay, much better. Sometimes when I move the system around, things get wonky. I think we're back in, and it sounds like you guys can hear me okay too. All right, cool. And that means that the recording is going. So welcome, good morning, everybody. Wednesday, December 1st, 9:04 a.m. And I got to start by apologizing to everybody that this has been a challenging semester for me, as you guys know. And I lost track, particularly at the beginning of this week. And I think I probably freaked you guys all out when I was working on that next lab, knowing that next week is finals week and what I was going to try to impose on everybody in the last little span of this thing. So there is no way that I'm going to require you guys to do another formal report or do that next lab. There is just not time for that. And that would be crazy, ridiculous. So I got all enthused because all of a sudden my life started opening back up a little bit as other things that were going on had pulled back. And I'm like, wow, I can actually do my job now. I can actually go in and do these videos and work on things. And I was all energized and no, that's not gonna happen. So take that off the table and don't panic about that. You guys have done the other formal report that I asked you to do, and you guys have been here working every day and logging in, unlike some of my other classes where they have not been logging in. Everybody just disappeared after Thanksgiving in my chemistry class, which is bizarre. I'm sure they're still working online, but they're not attending. So no, you guys have worked really, really hard. So I greatly appreciate that. Which leads me to ask, what do we want to do this morning? So you guys are working on that exam, and that, by the way, is going to be the last exam. So I'm going to give you guys a little bit more time to finish that spectroscopy exam too, to take it through finals week a bit. And that'll be the last exam that we're working on. So then the question becomes, what can I do to help you guys this morning? I suppose you're already working on that exam, and I'm wondering, I had some questions in office hours the other day on finishing up the co-ops and getting through some of the co-op stuff. I'm perfectly happy to take a look at that this morning. If there's anything that I can clarify on the exam that you guys are working on, I'm happy to take a look at that. I'll clarify things. I won't direct you to the answer directly, but if you're stuck in trying to figure out how to progress, I'm happy to clarify some of those questions. So whatever you guys need this morning, let me know. How are we doing? And hopefully that takes a little bit of the concerns away, if there were concerns. You may not have. You may have just been running along just fine. That may be me feeling like I created concerns rather than actual concerns. All right, and there may be nothing. Maybe that you guys are doing okay. So I was going to talk more about this in lecture rather than lab. But the other thing that that happens with Chem 12, particularly online and particularly with this class, because we started back several chapters from where we normally start, we don't make it to where I like to try to make it by the end of the semester. And so one of the things that I have that I put together and I put online for everybody, I'm going to go try and find them real quick here. I think I have them in my Chem 12 lecture study guides. Let me share this screen real quick. Actually, I'm just going to share a window. That'll be easier. Make sure I pick the right one. So I'll move the chat out of here. These are lecture study guides that I have that I've created for the various chapters that we never make it to. And so what I've got in here is amine chemistry, carbohydrate chemistry, enolate chemistry. It looks like I need to go through and create one for the carbonyl reactions that we're not going to make it to. And and peptide chemistry. These are the four main sort of chapters that that as you go on in chemistry, that is particularly if you're going into biochemistry, that they expect that you have had. And so the amines, the carbohydrates, the enolate chemistry, the peptide chemistry, this is all sort of like the biological chemistry. And within these, let me bring this window over. What I've tried to do is put together a series of notes that that are essentially easier to digest than the textbook, and are in my handwriting and in the way that I would create notes. And I go through and give you the mechanisms and show you how these work. So this is a protecting group that's called a Bach protecting group that is used for nitrogens within amino acid peptide synthesis, and then removal of the Bach group and a different protecting group, CBC protecting group, removal. And then along with these protecting groups, it just goes through and shows how we do the actual mechanism and synthesis. So I have that for peptide chemistry. As I said, I have that for enolate chemistry. And I'll put these up online where you guys can find them, and I'll leave them up online. So they'll be there for a year. Usually is what I do, is I keep these things up for a year and try to keep our notes up for a year rather than pulling them down immediately. So all that stuff will stay online. The Canvas shell closes right after, and that is done by the college, and I don't have much control over that. But my website stays up, and I'll archive the notes and put these guys up online. So these guys will be accessible to you. So if you're trying to find information on any of those chapters that you may find that you need when you get into biochemistry, or as you transfer to the university and take other more advanced classes, those things will be online there too. So you'll be able to find them. Excuse me. Swallowed wrong there. All right, so I don't have anything more lab-wise for us to do this morning. I'm not going to impose more lab stuff or more laboratory assignments. Darn it. It is so difficult when that happens to keep talking. And so it's really just you guys finishing that exam and finishing that final exam and getting that done. And that other quiz that I had thrown in there that was a spectroscopy quiz if you hadn't finished that, and getting those turned in. And so then I would say just working together, either through Discord or through using one of the lecture course Zoom recordings, so that you guys can just go online and use the Zoom channels yourselves if you want to use that as a way to get together. Or even here, if you guys want to work here, I can step out and allow you guys to work, and I can make somebody else in charge of the session and leave you guys to kind of go to it.
I want to make something clear. Is this like the last exam, or the last exam before the final?
No, this is the last exam. I'm not going to put up another exam for a final.
Okay, thanks.
That's going to be it, Chloe. Yeah, I'm not going to throw more at you and try to make that more difficult, because I know you've got other classes too. And so people have other things that they're trying to do. And if I throw too many things at you at the end here, that's going to tank you in other places. So we finished up with spectroscopy, and we were going on and we were doing The electrophilic aromatic substitution, which I think I might just finish that out because that's good information to have and show you some of the possibilities that's there, but there won't be another exam for that today or next week. It'll just be the spectroscopy exam. We'll call that the final. Any other questions?
Did you say that there was a mass spec quiz?
I think there was a mass spec quiz that I had thrown out there, but I believe that we had mostly worked on it together. Let me look and see what I had done.
Like last Monday morning, I think is we did the first one for sure anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to look back and see either in Canvas if I had it there or if I hadn't put it into Canvas yet. Let me check and see where we're at.
Okay. I was traveling Monday morning, so I missed that lecture. So
you may want to go back and look at that.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me check. Let's see. Dashboard. There we go. Control V. Nope. Wrong one. Modules. Yeah, it's in the I believe this is the one that we did that was, I'll show you where it is. Firefox. So let me go back here. Modules. This is the mass spec module that comes right before that exam to the spectroscopy exam. And there's a mass spec quiz that's right here. That mass spec quiz takes us to this guy. And we had kind of worked through this together so that everybody essentially had the answers for this. They just needed to turn it in and upload it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
So if you go back over there to grades on the left side.
Yes. I don't want to hit the grades because if I hit the grades, it's going to show everybody's grades.
Oh, I see. That's yours. Okay. But yeah, all the things in there, essentially, we turn all these things in.
Yes.
Yes. Good.
Okay. And I think I had taken out, and I'll make sure that I take out anything else in the modules that we didn't do so that it's pulled out of those grades. Like the deals, all the co-op, I've got to take out of there. The final exam, the 100 points, I got to take out of this. There's a couple of things that I got to take out that will reflect, that'll make the grades reflect better because those might be thrown in there right now. So I'll go work on the Canvas shell and get that cleaned up so that reflects properly. Okay, any other questions? All right, well then, if not, what I would say is let's use this time to go work on that final and see if you guys can get that done. The sooner you guys get that done and get that turned in, then the sooner I can grade it. And that'll open up next week for you guys for a little bit so that you can have your finals week for your other classes. Okay.
The last day to turn it in is Sunday, is it?
I'll extend that a little bit. I'll extend it into next week. Into finals week a little bit, but okay. I don't know what day, maybe give it until like Tuesday of finals week.
Okay.
Give you guys a couple more days on it.
Good.
Okay. All right. If not, I will see you back at 11:15 and we'll do a little bit more. I have some really cool things to show you on the electrophilic aromatic substitution. So I'll do a little bit more on that, even though it won't show up as an exam or as a final, but I just want to finish that out a little bit and then we'll call it a day. All right. Okay. I'll see you guys back at 11:15.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.